What's up, people? This is Perigo, the show in which we talk about stuff that happened or came to our minds last week. And I'm your host, Perigo.
And I'm your host, Claudia.
Hello, Claudia.
Hello.
As you may know, today we have a special tea episode. Yeah. So this one would be a little bit different than usual, because usually we have our main part in which me or you first, yeah, tell something, then another one will tell some story or thoughts. We discuss them, and then we have like the next part, which is takes, yeah, when we tell our popular, unpopular opinion on different things. And the last one, marshmallow, where we just ask each other some silly or not silly questions. And yeah, this one would be special because here we don't have a main part. Yeah, we will have just host what takes and marshmallows. So yeah, this one would be just a sneak peek just for our listeners, yeah, to understand what this is. This one, I hope, will be short.
And who knows?
Yeah, but first of all, how are you, Claudia?
I'm fine. I don't know. It depends. Hard times, but good day. Something like this.
Okay. I'm glad that it's
you.
A good day.
You?
I'm great as usual.
As usual.
Every day is better than previous one. So,
okay.
Yeah, without any delay, let's go to our first round of takes and marshmallows. So, what's your first take, Claudia?
So, I don't know how to start because it's really important take, really important thought for me. French onion marmalade. Do you know what is it?
Seems like random words.
No, it's like it's exactly onion, you know, onion.
Why is it onion? Maybe it's marmalade.
Yeah, it's onion jam. French onion marmalade. It's like onion jam. It's one of the type how you can cook an onion to make it like a dish, part of the dish. So, did you get it?
You said it jam. Like you,
it's like caramelized onion, but it's jam. Yeah, it's like jam.
Okay.
Did you ever meet this in real life? This onion.
If I met, I think I prefer to forget this.
Good answer. But I guess you ever met this, but you already forgot. Because you have a short memory. Okay. So, I already said that it's a really important topic for me. So, French onion marmalade is the most weird and specific thing in any cuisine. Like, it's... Okay, let me explain a little.
Okay.
Maybe onion is... like in general healthy and useful for our body, I don't know, and people worked hard and created numerous way to consume onion.
Okay.
because onion may be healthy and useful, and it's like, you know, after then, people create a lot of ways to eat onion, and then they like everyone can find their own unique way to enjoy onion. Yeah, and they like a lot of different ways. But it's not for me. I do not like onion at all in any types and any forms in any I don't know situations, but this French onion marmalade is the worst.
Is it sweet?
This is my take. Kinda, but it's still onion.
Why?
It's
usually, why is it marmalade?
It's called marmalade because it's like French type of. I guess French invented this type of cooking oil or onion oil onion, but it's jam. It's literally jam. It's like I can explain the texture, the but it's jam.
It's like a honey, but it's made of onions.
With it's like a honey, but with a piece of onions. It's like jam, like
okay.
You know, with a piece
and it's
of
not sweet.
Fruits. It can be sweet because it's really close to caramelized onion.
Okay.
Do you know
how they cook it? So they will just boil a lot of onions
and I think a little bit sugar.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, basically it's a jam.
Yeah,
I would like to try it because it, yes, it sounds weird.
No, it's awful.
Perhaps it feels in your mouth as well, like weird. But okay, and this is the most like how did you say it? Like unpleasant.
The worst.
Worst.
The worst. Yeah.
Like you could try
the worst and the most
like,
weird.
Grasshoppers. Some bugs, you know, and you know, bugs, grasshoppers, you know, things that jumps in the grass, green one, and you know that they cook them somewhere in the world, and you would
in Asia
prefer this one instead of this onion marmalade.
Actually, I guess I tried this bugs or something in my past. And I don't know. I haven't feelings about.
Okay, got it. Damn. Like,
yeah, but
I really want to try it right now. If it's so, I don't know, ridiculous.
Yeah, but onion is really popular. People put onion everywhere, in like fresh onion to salad, fried onion to any, I don't know, pasta or any dish, and boiled onion to any soup or, I don't know, in every single dish, people want to put onion. And because of this, they invented a lot of ways what to do with onion. And sometimes it's just, even for breakfast toast with scramble and salmon, for example, some people like put a fresh onion on top, like, and I'm, why?
Okay,
please stop.
You're not a fan.
And I really hate it. Yeah, I really hate it. And I always asked in any place, in any coffee shop, restaurant, like, are there...
Don't
onion
put an
dish?
Onion in
yeah,
my
and
coffee.
Ask, yeah. Please add in my cappuccino, of course. Because of this, I do not drink cappuccino.
Just ice without onion, please.
Yeah.
Okay, I
so,
got it.
But this type of onion is the worst and the most ridiculous, and I don't know why, how, and who even like it.
Okay. Who? I will visit you, soon, and we should try. I should try it, Claudia, to have my own opinion on that, right?
Opinion on onion.
Yeah.
Onion opinion. Okay, but in general, you agree, yeah? Like, it sounds that I'm right.
No, I can't agree right now. I had to have my own, you know,
okay,
experience.
Okay, next time. So, thank you. And what about you? Do you have any takes for today? Just one, for example?
No, not one, but we have two today. Yay. So, the first one you will like a lot, maybe. So my first take is that Vultures is the best album of Kanye West, as known as Ye. Like
The best?
It was released recently, right? And yeah. I really like it.
Yeah.
And then after that, I was like, actually, I don't know. Like, I've never listened all discography of Kanye West.
Or listened but forgot.
Maybe. Yeah. And I've decided to listen all the way, like, from the most old one.
From the beginnings to the recent one. College dropout and yes. Graduation, yes. All this. Oh, okay.
All the best album covers, as we know. And yeah, like, I think, why I think it's the best. Like, because, first of all, I'm not English native speaker, yeah, and I can like listen to the music with words. Like there are no words, you know. Yeah, so
yeah. For me, it's always
listen to the sound, and I like the sound.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that Kanye West is kind of like not many people like him right now. Yeah, because what he said.
No, a lot of people like him still.
Yeah, like many like
a lot.
Many dislike him after his statements. Okay. And like someone like cancels him, but I just silly. Like that this album is kind of meme. Yeah, because he just some lyrics are super funny because he kind of like address those lyrics to the people who hates him. He say something about juice again, yeah, like he likes to do that. Yeah, so and that lyrics that women don't fall from the sky, yeah, with big
titties,
you know. And yeah, I don't know, it just I think it's super light, it's great production, like great sound, and fun, like right
and,
now I really like
it. Sounds like old Kanye, yeah, some piece of
yes
this album sounds like old Kanye.
It's like he took the best parts from like all his previous songs and somehow created a new one from those sounds. Yeah, so this is my take.
Okay yeah, but it sounds like the end of career. The best thing through the all his
best thing for today, for right now, you know. Who said that the next one won't be the better?
Yeah, but we can't compare the old albums with new album because old was the best and was so unique for that period. He was something crazy and.
No.
Yes.
No. It,
yes.
I don't care about the time they were released and so on because I'm listening to this music right now, right?
Okay.
And
okay. Got it.
Right now.
Okay. I think that this album is great, really great. I really like it and enjoy it. And all marketing of this album is cool too. Again, but I think I can say that it is the best album of whole Kanye West.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the best? Donda?
No. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, of course. The huge one. The.
Of course. Okay.
But I like some. I like different albums and different, I don't know, statements. And in Donda, in Jesus is King, in each album, there are something. There is something good, something great, something fun. And
okay.
Because Kanye is genius. But thank you for this topic.
Okay, we've heard you. This is not my words. And let's move on to the next part, which is marshmallows, right? And what's your marshmallow, Claudia, the first one.
Okay, one more silly question from me. Dear friend, what do you prefer? Do not drink any alcohol till the end of your life, or
yes,
do not smoke cigarettes or any analogies till the end of your life. But it doesn't work like you don't want it. You're still you, but you just can't. Can smoke or can drink?
Smoke, of course. Because, I don't drink alcohol a lot, but alcohol, in any case, I think will stay this social thing, when people gather with each other and, they drink something and you just, as we, this, animals, who likes being social, be social social. I think if you can't drink, and it's super funny because, all people just, let's grab a drink, let's grab a beer, and you're like, I can't. And they're like, why? I just can't, How would you explain it?
You can drink non-alcoholic beer and do not explain anything.
Nah, I don't think so.
It was your take some episodes before. Non-alcoholic beverage is cool.
Yes, it's cool. But I don't want to, hear
drink
it's
only non-alcoholic.
Because,
okay.
No, it's not about alcohol, I guess. I think it's just why smoking, right? What it gives you.
Yeah, but if you're already a smoker, you can't stop. You're like, I want, but I can't.
Yes, fortunately, I'm not a smoker, and you know it, so I don't know why.
Yeah.
This question.
Okay, but maybe one day you will want to become a smoker and you can't.
I will smoke alcohol.
Okay, or just candles.
Yeah. Just candles.
Okay.
Fireworks works as well.
Crazy. Okay. Reach out to any tobacco stuff and get along with alcohol. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. What I should choose or just answer? Do you have marshmallow for me?
Yes. Claudia, imagine.
Yes.
A train.
Okay.
Moves super fast. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On its rails. And further away in the distance on the rails, there are five children tied up with ropes together and they cannot move. Yeah. They cannot avoid this train.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a lever. Yeah. You can pull this lever direct the train to the different direction, to the different track. And on this different track is Kanye West. So he is tied with ropes as well as the kids and he can't move. So would you pull the lever to save kids but kill Kanye West or not? Five kids.
I really hate you right now. I really hate you because this question is hard in the original case when just
what's
old
the original
person,
case? What?
Old person and five kids or something.
What? There is no original case for it.
Yeah, you never heard about this. Not you invented this question.
No, I think in the original case, there is your relative, your mom or dad, and other people. And there are a lot of variations of that.
I think it's not the original, but okay. In that version of original, it's close to yours. Kanye West, it's my relative.
Yes, that's the point.
But it's not just my friend. It's a world famous genius, and I can't kill this so famous person who's really helps this world to be that bad.
Okay.
Can I skip?
Oh.
Can I just jump over the out of this train and try to save them?
Oh. You can try to save them, but in any case, it will kill you.
Maybe I'm ready to die with Kanye West.
No, Kanye West will live, but you will die. It's like, you know, you push him, but the train kills you.
Ah, uh-huh. Okay. Okay. It's because of your book, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. No, and in that case, I'm not ready to die.
I'm glad to hear that.
Let's go to... And what original direction of the kids. Train? Kids. Okay, I do not touch the liver, how it called?
Yeah, liver.
Yeah, liver. Okay, and just turn around.
Okay. You will look at your phone pretending that you just don't notice anything, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Sorry.
Good to know you a bit better today.
Okay.
Yeah, and just this question, just, you know, some time ago you said that when you started some episode, you said that in our marshmallow part we have silly and serious questions.
Mm-hmm.
And after that I was super like thinking hard to come up with serious question, and this is a serious question for you, Claudia.
Okay. And alcohol, it's pretty serious too. I think it's grown-up question.
Okay.
For grown-up okay. children.
Yeah, I agree. But I couldn't come up with this alcohol question.
Okay,
so here we are.
Let's move on.
Okay, first round is finished. Awesome.
Who wins?
Friendship.
After first round. again.
It's always friendship.
But we are friends, yeah? You, again, like you said that they're a friendship.
Yes, only for the record.
Okay.
So, Claudia, let's go to the second round. So, what's your second take?
The first was pretty serious and really important for me. And I was 100% sure in that previous take. And the next one, it's more controversial for me, even for me. And I'm not sure. But I think, again, I can use a word weird. And let's try. So it's kind of weird when someone release a new music. Unreleased before the new music from artist after his death, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It can be okay, like one piece of art of content after with all unreleased works which was finished by a crew or something. Mm-hmm. Because not only one person usually works on their music. And it can be okay in that case, like one piece of content, to say goodbye to this person, to make an end of his career, like this is his last words.
Goodbye.
Okay, we release it. Yeah, but it can be okay in that case. But if it continue after this, it's kind of weird, really, and I'm still can't understand this feeling. Why is not normal for me, because I have a context.
I'm waiting.
Can I? Thank you. So, do you know Mac Miller? Mac Miller, he's a musician. He was a producer. Thank you. And he passed away in 2018. It's like six, seven years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty far, actually. But I remember him alive, and I remember his death, and I remember his album in 2020 during the COVID. They, his family and his crew, they released the final mm-hmm. album, and it was so, I don't know, good and warm, and this, it was like, wow, it's like he's still there, and it was really important for me in that period. But now, last week, they released one more track again, like one more unreleased Mac Miller song. You can go to streaming now, and he works on it 10 years ago or something. And I'm like, wow, cool track. It's again, it feels like old Mac Miller. But then I'm like, yeah, he literally old. And it's from that period. And it's kind of weird. And I don't know why. And I don't know why I'm against this. But I guess I'm against. This is okay, my take.
So your take is that
it's kind of weird that
they should
someone
not
released.
Do that.
Yeah. They so should stop.
All the work after that they have, they should just burn it and never release.
No, maybe they should like make one work. Like,
but
one
you know, they
piece.
Might like you know find some USB drive and there is a recording there. It's
yeah, okay, maybe it depends on time, because after 2 years of his death, that album was okay, and maybe after 30 years, it can be again, okay, like, we mm-hmm. found more, and we remastered something to mm-hmm. be more actual. But this, like something like it was far ago, but not so far because I'm still remember it. And maybe all this weirdness, it's because of my age and that I feel old, that I remember he's alive.
You feel old and alive. That's your problem.
Yeah, and that's my take. Please die.
Okay. Can't agree, but I feel you, Claudia. I support
okay,
you.
Thank you. Thank you. So, what about you? Your next take? One more?
You know, like new iPhones, they have dynamic islands.
Mm-hmm.
These pills. Yeah. And previously it was notch. Yeah. So, my take is that this dynamic island is ugly. Mm-hmm. And the notch is much better because it's not that like intrude onto the screen, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As this dynamic island, it's dynamic island is more prominent, and I hate that. And like, I think to like update my phone, yeah, this year, mm-hmm. but I really don't want just because of this. I know that I will get used to that. Mm-hmm. But for now, I just understand that I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm sad because of that. And I know that I'm really happy person that the thing that makes me sad is dynamic island on an iPhone. What's your
mm-hmm.
opinion on that?
My opinion that dynamic island is exact an island on your screen. And it's
wow.
weird. And it's weird, yeah, because it's not the part of frame, it's not the part, it's literally inside of your screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I'm not
well,
hated,
sorry.
But yeah.
Okay, like a little bit off top here. Would you prefer like your iPhone to take all your screen? Yeah, but like so your camera is under the screen, so mm-hmm. your front camera will be a little bit muddy, you know, like blurry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you will have a whole screen is just your screen, you know.
I don't know. I'm actually not super into this, and I think the designers and developers of this smartphones knows better how it should be, and they test a lot. I think the blurry cameras inside of my screen and cameras on island and I just I'm in general I'm okay with this. I do not want to change rules to change game.
Okay. I got it. Yeah, just because of your age, you prefer just to keep everything as it was before. I get it. I get it.
Yeah. I'm old. I'm pretty old.
Please give me my iPhone 10, aka
5S. X. 5S.
No, you had 10. That was stolen. 11. Remember?
It's 7. 7. 7.
What?
It was 7. And then, it wasn't 2000.
Okay, yeah.
18.
After that, you bought the 10. Yeah. All right. So let's move on to our second round of marshmallows, Claudia.
Woohoo!
And what's your second marshmallow?
Again, pretty serious question, like for grown up people, old people.
Okay.
Nothing silly, just, I don't know, useful.
Alcohol and cigarettes.
Yeah, and right now, what do you prefer again? Work one day a week, just one day, but mm-hmm. like 20 hours, like whole day.
Okay.
Or
I like this one.
Work just every day, but only 2.5 hours, like, but every single day till the rest of your life. No weekends.
For real? No weekends?
Yeah. But 2 hours. 2 hours of work. Vacation, yeah, of course. You can take a vacation, but not like the normal weekends every
okay.
week.
So it's like combined, it will be 14 hours a week. So mm-hmm. it will be less.
No, why? 2.5 hours?
It's two and a half, you said? Why and a half? Let's make it 2 or 3.
I mean, 2, it's not much at all. Like 2 hours, I'm just wake up and then 2 hours left.
And another 30 minutes makes so much
difference. Yeah, three hours, it sounds serious. It sounds like the part of the day. And because of this, I just choose 2.5 hours. Like,
okay. So it's slightly less than 20, but approximately the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little bit less than 20.
I would choose one hardcore day
mm-hmm.
than
mm-hmm.
like all week kind of relaxed.
Then just 1 day of sleep and then 5 days free.
Yes. Yes. Okay. And then five days of alcohol without smoking. That's a super cool question.
Yeah, every day is Friday. Every day is Friday, but not Friday.
I assume you would choose the same, right?
Yes. I don't know. I'm actually can choose. But
I would.
I already choose safe Kanye. I don't know why I can choose this.
Like, for me, it would be much harder if it was like 1 day, 20 hours, but another case is 1 week, but 1 hour a day.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like 20 hours. Here we have 7, yeah, a mm-hmm. week. But you had to be at work anyway, yeah, like for 1 hour. So I think in this case, I would choose one day as well.
Okay, for example, 1 hour every day or 7 hours just one day.
That's
it's the same.
Much more simpler.
Okay. Okay, cool. Yeah, I think even 20 hours of work, it's I can focus on because I can't focus on something just for 2 hours. I can't find the right way of focus. I need 2 hours just to find in this. And yeah, if I choose 20 hours of work, I definitely do something.
Yeah. Maybe we should try it, Claudia.
I think I have more hours of work during the week.
Yeah. One day, one 80 day. Hours, and then you're free.
It's not one day.
Just use this thing from Harry Potter, you know, then
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
So yours, Marshmallow?
My last marshmallow. So you might notice that I kind of like thinking a lot about Kanye West right now. Yeah, just because I've listened to all his discography. So, okay. Claudia, this is...
Who should died?
Yeah, this is like, this won't be easy. So the first option is everything stays as it is, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Just everything that stays as it is. But...
As it was.
Another... fuck. Another watermelon sugar. Another thing is that right now, like immediately, you get a British residence permit for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just like this, yeah? But... If you choose that, you cannot see or listen Kanye West like for the rest of your life.
First option, because I'm old and I prefer.
What? For 1 year, Claudia, just for 1 year.
But I can't listen Kanye West till the rest of my life, you said.
Sorry, what? The first option is that everything stays at is, as it
yeah.
is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And the second, immediately I take my UK residence just for 1 year and can listen and see Kanye West till the end of my life.
Yes.
First option.
Okay.
Everything okay. stays okay because I will get my British residence, not today. Not tomorrow, but it's not,
not this week.
Such a big not such a big month. Problem. Not such a big problem. It's not something unrealistic, and that's the dream I never catch.
Who cares about Kanye West, Claudia?
But
just get British residence permit for 1 year. Start.
It's this just will 1 year. No, a great no, start. I'm still need to work a lot to continue my if we talk about British passport, no. maybe.
No.
Maybe. But just 1 year. No, it doesn't cost much.
Okay. Okay. I would choose British residence permit for 1 year. Just
why?
Yeah.
What you will do with that?
As you killing. Say, chill and killing, you know.
Okay. And not listening Kanye West. But
drinking, like learning Guinness. To drink Guinness.
Yeah, and try to meet Fred again somewhere in the field.
I think he will find me.
Yeah, yeah. I have a TikTok on this topic. I will add in our Telegram channel.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. So, yeah, that was 2 rounds of our takes and marshmallows. And I think we could conclude wins. That. Yeah.
you said that friendship wins, but no. Kanye wins. You tried to... to make me killer of Kanye West, and then you ask me to say ciao to Kanye West, but not. He's still there.
Yes, he wins. I tried, listeners. You know that, but Yeah, I don't know what to do. This.
Yeah, and we still have a lot of work, not 20 hours.
Yes, yes. But so, yeah, have a great life, people. And you, Claudia. Yeah, and see you in the next one. Bye.
Yeah, bye. Thank you. Bye.
This podcast is produced by Claudia Go and Perio. Music by Mr. Smith.